going to call the House Special Committee on Telecommunications to order. The time is 7:35 on Friday, March the 14th. Present is Representative Virginia Collins and Chair Representative Boucher. We don't have a quorum here which will enable us to act on anything this morning. However, I don't think that presents a great problem. The two items before us are the memorandum for myself discussing voting via teleconference, and then the work draft to amend the uniform rules so that that indeed can be done. We accomplished, we passed legislation last year that would enable us to do that, but unfortunately, down within the rules, it prevented us from accomplishing that. We've had the people take a look at it. Okay, excellent. I've had people take a look at it, and Tam Cook, who took Willie Berry's position in the legislative affairs, he took Billy's position. She's going to be testifying on that, so that we have that for the record. Tam, would you care to come forward, please? If there's anybody else that would care to testify on this, all right, feel free. Would you like? Excellent. All right. Thank you so much for coming this morning, Tam, and my apologies for us being a little lethargic. It's midway in the session and it's Friday, but we'll still get the work done.
Okay. I don't know whether yourself and the member of your committee that's present would care to have an explanation of
this. Why don't you just go over it from this?
Okay. The problem has occurred because under the section of law that was amended last year dealing with the public meetings law, we specifically put in a provision in that law that permits legislative bodies to meet by teleconference. There were other provisions placed in the same area of law, 4462, dealing with voting by teleconference that apply specifically to agencies, which is a defined word for purposes of the statute and doesn't include the legislative bodies. So a question arises, a legal question arises, whether the statute itself allows committees to meet by teleconference, legislative committees and legislative bodies, whether it confers the ability on the members to vote by teleconference. That question in the statutes, coupled with the fact that the uniform rules were not changed at the same time, and that there has been an interpretation of the uniform rules as they exist and have existed for the last few years, which prevents members of committee meetings from voting on bills by teleconference because of the requirement that the reports be signed. There has been this body of precedent, and yet the rules were not adjusted in any way. So that we have a question about the validity right now of a vote in a committee by teleconference. And that's why this resolution is necessary, to clear up any ambiguity so we don't get an attack on the validity of a bill being passed out of committee if a vote is in fact taken by teleconference because of the questionable status of that. Essentially, what this does is amend Uniform Rule 23 by specifically stating that members who attend meetings of committees may vote by teleconference. It's a very simple phrase. It also amends Rule 24A, dealing with the requirement that committees sign reports when you're reporting out a bill. A committee must sign it. So it puts in a method whereby a committee who's present through teleconference and is not physically in the room when the report may be signed may direct the chairman or request the chairman to sign in his stead so that the report can go forward. And I think that this is valuable because you may have a person attending by teleconference who's really not able to get into town the next day when you may want to read the bill across. So we have to deal just mechanically with the question of how this person gets to sign the report and put forward his or her recommendation concerning the legislation. So it's a fairly simple resolution you have in front of you. The last thing I direct the committee's attention to here is Section 3. And it may be that you'll want to delete Section 3. I wasn't sure whether you wanted to change the rules in midstream in this legislature or start out fresh next time around. And that's a judgment for this body to consider. I drafted it this way, but if you eliminate Section 3, it's possible that if the resolution passes this session, you'll have some committees that are able to meet and vote by teleconference this session. I didn't know if that would create more confusion than it was worth, so late in the session particularly, or whether it would be of some value. So that's a judgment call that I bring to the attention of the committee for consideration.
Stanley, what do you see the objection to this? I remember before there was the case where Baska voted from Hawaii or something to that effect, and Joe Hayes got very upset about it, and that in effect had affected the whole concept of voting.
Yes.
Do you think that's passed? I guess that's right.
I suspect that it may be. You're essentially asking me to judge a political climate, and that's, I'm not sure that I have the expertise, but it seems to me that when we're, especially now, where everyone is very concerned about the revenue question,
uh-huh.
Teleconferencing can be such a valuable tool to cut down on travel time and expense.
Absolutely, yes. Uh-huh.
That I would think that this would be viewed quite favorably. I do know that there are committees on the Senate side who have contacted me in the past who have expressed a desire to allow members to vote. So
all
it's
right.
Not just a problem
okay.
That's faced the House. It has come up several times. Because of the stink that can occur over moving a bill out of a committee, I've been very conservative in my advice this session and told people that, look, you're going to end up with a fight on your hands if you don't have your person here to sign it because of the ambiguity. But I think if we could get this rule passed, it would receive quite a bit of support from the body as a whole.
Okay.
For one thing, we've always had the problem of planes not making it in. There's always that problem. We now face a limited session, which was not the case before. So it's very important for committees to be able to stay on their timetable to report legislation out in a way that it never was before. Before you could say, so wait a week until your members and your quorum are available again. Now that can really bring the legislature to a screeching halt. So I think there is a really a different climate now and a more obvious need for allowing committees to be efficient and getting bills through their body and then out to the next committee. In view of that session limit, in view of the revenue problems we've been having, I would suspect that this would receive a great deal of sympathy at this point.
Is it permissive as far as the chair doesn't have to use telecom? Suppose a member insists that he/she be allowed to vote by a teleconference. And the chair didn't want to do it.
I think that under Rule 23, the chair would not have the option to refuse under this draft, because the draft specifically says that committee members and members of the public may attend and participate in a meeting by teleconference.
Okay, that could leave it up to a committee member whether you wanted to participate, mm-hmm. like the people that are not here this morning.
Now, so it may be something that you would want to consider, either specifically allowing only the chair to decide whether a teleconference will go forward, so that we don't have the issue of a member of the public, for example, demanding a teleconference hookup, which could be awkward. So there are some real advantages to having it built in at the option of the chair.
Do you see that being an impediment to what we're attempting to accomplish here?
By having it at the option of the chair? Well, I suppose that it probably would be less flexible that way, but on the other hand, if you have a battle going on between a chairperson and members of his committee, then you don't have a functioning committee anyway. So it may be that it would be just as well to avoid the fight and take that approach of having it being at the option of the chair. It does seem to me, however, that if the chairperson permits attendance by teleconference, then the power to vote should automatically follow, so that you don't have a situation where a committee member is participating by teleconference and at the last minute that member, the news has sprung on him that he's not going to be allowed to vote. So I do think if you want to structure this thing so that the ability to attend by teleconference is at the option of the chairperson, that you not allow the voting to be also at the option of the chairperson.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Ms.?
Well, I think I pretty much agree with that.
Huh?
I think I pretty much agree with that.
What
action can just the two of us take on this, if any?
Beg pardon?
I think just the two of us, if we don't have a quorum.
Yeah,
so
I know.
We can't take any action on this. Well, I think it's...
I'm going to ask every one of them. I want to get you a tape to each one of them and get their feelings back on the thing today, huh? I want them to listen to it.
Well, I would say that I think it's a really good idea, and I think she's given some real good reasons why we should have this. The only thing that, you know, in terms of what options the chairman has, I'm really wondering if it really... I guess... Yes, given the present committee structure, the chairman has really all the power to allow or disallow, and maybe the bill should be keeping in that sense, but on another hand, it might defeat the purpose of it if somebody can't access the meeting by teleconference. And I'm thinking of myself on the days that I've been weathered out. I've gone to LIO and I've sat in on the committee meetings.
Yeah,
and
uh-huh, okay.
You know, I'd hate that.
Well, maybe we take the approach.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, you've done a great job on this. Two things I'd like to have you do. Those statement that you just made, I would like to have you prepare a short statement for me that I can make on the floor when this bill comes up. And you've done a fine job here. And then secondly, let's just have a, just leave this alone, but have a plug-in in case that question comes up.
On the question of the chairman controlling teleconferencing?
Yes, right.
If you would like, I don't know whether this would be useful to you at this point, but if you would like, I'd be pleased to prepare another draft.
That's what I can have that in my pocket.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, and I will mark it as version number two so that if the committee gets to the point where it wishes to act on this legislation, you can just identify whichever version is
okay,
most satisfactory to you.
Yeah, well, we want, what I'm hopeful to be able to, what can we do on moving this out?
Out of quorum, I don't know.
No, I'm not talking about today. I'm talking, what do we need to do as far as calendaring to get it on its way?
A resolution, as far as I understand, does not need committee referrals. So what the committee can do is ask the leadership not to refer it to any committee, since it's already gone through this committee,
mm-hmm.
and just a calendar for a vote.
Okay.
And if the committee wishes, then as a committee, you could write a letter to the other House members explaining the resolution, etc. And that would be one way to go.
Yeah, I have a suggestion. If you need a vote of the committee, what maybe we could do is get this to, as you suggested, ask her to get this to the other committee members, and perhaps maybe someday before session get everybody together for 15 minutes after we've had a chance to look at it.
How about that as far as the committee? Can we, okay, I could just recess this meeting, could
mm-hmm.
I not, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tam?
Yes, you could recess it. You do have you have noticed this meeting, so it could be recessed to a time certain, and that would be fine. There'd be a problem, I believe, in just holding a meeting when you can catch people if you haven't noticed the meeting at all.
No, but I would say, schedule the meeting at a certain time when you know where everybody's going to be, like before session or after session or something, so that people will be there already.
Yeah, you could announce, for example, on the floor that you're going to be holding a meeting, a very brief meeting of this committee.
All right, suppose we do that right after the session on Monday, then. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not announce it today or something.
Beg pardon?
You could announce it today on the floor.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
You don't need to be on the calendar if you're not taking up specific legislation, and this is not doesn't have a number
right.
yet, so... You don't have a 5-day notice requirement or anything like that.
Okay, fine. Excellent. Well, Tam, thank you so very much, and looking forward to working with you. I hear great things about you. I know you've got a big job in front of you replacing Billy over there.
Well, Mr. Chair, I hear the same about you, sir.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. All right. Who else would like to testify?
My name is Linda Hoff, and I'm the coordinator for the Teleconference Network.
Okay, Linda, welcome.
Chris gave me copies of the bills, and I have a couple of things that I'd like to bring up, first of all, I want to say that I really applaud the work of the committee to get teleconferencing and to work on this and get the house cleaning stuff straightened up so that the legislature can use teleconferencing. It's a much more efficient system, as we all know. Tam, the Director of Legal Services, just brought up an issue that I hadn't thought of and that I think should be addressed, and that is if something is teleconferenced, then they must be allowed to vote by teleconferencing. But the issue of who decides if something will be teleconferenced could affect our office in that we now take our direction from the committee chair.
All right.
In future times, if the committee chair does not say there's a teleconference and we get a request from a committee member, I would like to know what we are supposed to do in that case. Okay.
Excuse me. Representative Collins?
Thank you. I think that's really not so much a problem because I think most of the committee members, and I'm thinking of the way I've handled this when I wanted to do that, is I discuss it with the committee chairman first so that I have never requested a teleconference that it comes from the chairman. So.
Okay, great. The first thing I saw when looking at the legislation that was not addressed, and the committee may indeed, excuse me, may not wish to address it in the uniform rules at this time because it is not addressed in the uniform rules in the committee process, and that's the idea of a quorum. There is in nowhere in the section on committees does it address a quorum. It refers to Mason's rules. Mason's rules at this time say that a quorum, if I may quote, consists of, you do not have a quorum unless more than half of the members of any body are present. That might indicate it might be a problem if you were going to have a difficult committee or something like that. As it is now, I was talking with Tam before, as it is now not addressed in the uniform rules, it's probably not something that you'd like to take up at this time and just kind of let it go as normal committee processes. I would like to add or suggest a line in Section G in Rule 23 in that and this is a pulled from House Bill 140, and that would be to add at the end of that a vote by teleconferencing shall be recorded in a manner that identifies each person who voted and how that person voted. That's a very nice wording of the procedures for voting by teleconference. It also allows any future changes that might come across our areas by different kinds of electronic voting or things like that, different kinds of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pulled that from HB 140. Under Rule 24, it says, the new wording says, a member participating in a committee meeting by a teleconference may request the person who chairs the committee. I would suggest that you may want to change that to may direct the person who chairs the committee. It's merely a word change, but it guarantees that the person who would normally have a right to sign for a vote would have that same right to have that vote recorded by teleconference rather than that be the discretion of the chair. And those are the only changes I have. The legislation looks great otherwise.
Thank you, Ben. Tam, would you care to comment on that?
I certainly have no objection to either of the changes that are offered. In fact, I believe that they are probably both an improvement in this draft.
We
certainly urge the committee to consider incorporating them.
Okay, well, could you just draft another one up on it since we don't have the quorum here and we can accept that? Do you have any comments? Thank you very much. Is there anybody else who would care to comment? Okay, well, what I would like to have you do is get copies of the tape and this to each one of the committee members and tell them I'd like to have them prepare to move this piece of legislation Monday after the session, and they'll meet in my office.
Okay.
Huh? How about over in your office, Virginia? You got more room there.
That's fine.
We mean in Representative Collins' office?
Okay, Monday after session.
Right, Monday right after the session. Okay, let's see what
else. I think
we're
all over here, aren't we?
Thank you, pardon?
Hamley, Thomas, and Pignolenberg, we're all over here anyway.
Yeah, okay, all right. Active statutes, your work draft on universal services. Okay, then I would also like to have them take a look at the draft. This is the one on universal services, right? I must be ready to act on that at our next regular meeting, which would be...
Tuesday. We have the public hearing on that anyway.
We do. Okay, all right. Okay, so with that, I'll recess the House Special Committee on Telecommunication at 7:57 on Friday, March the 14th, until 11:45 on Monday, March the 17th. Okay. And thank you very much. And Deborah, thank you so much for coming. And just